Hello, this is Kid Clit. Welcome back to the Pussy Centipede. I know it's been a while. We had to take a hiatus after the last storyline ended, man. And now we're about to start on something totally different. It's set in the 1960s. And Dr. Kitty's youth, when he was just a young surgeon starting out in upstate New York town of Ellenville. Dr. Achilles woke up that night. It was jealousy that woke him out of his dreams. More like nightmares.
Meow, meow, meow! Meow, meow, meow! I am sick of this jealousy! Meow, meow, meow! I can't deal with this situation anymore! Meow, 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 meow!
The situation Dr. Achilles was talking about weighed down his chest like a million-pound weight, crushing his fur into his heart. Because his heart belonged to Annabelle. She was a kitty, and she was married to another man named Meowford, a fat poop face. But Doctor of Kitties, he hoped to change that.
Meow, meow, meow! When Annabelle sees the meow, meow, meow house I made for us, she'll totally fall in love and leave Meowford, and we'll finally be together. Our love will be perfect, meow, meow, meow. Or my name isn't Doctor of Kitties.
Doctor of Kitties left the house and he went to a local coffee shop. And he was there. He was having some kitty coffee with cream on top. And a nurse from the hospital that worked with him came in. She was all right looking. Her name was Meowfie. She had brown plain fur and wasn't hot like Annabelle. And she was always looking at Dr. Kitties like she was totally in love with him or something.
Hello, Dr. Kitties. Meow, meow, meow. Nice to see you again. Meow, meow, meow. It's me, Meowfie.
Meow, meow, meow. Hi, Meowfie.
Dr. Kitties was totally perturbed because he thought Meowfie was lame. He just wanted to sit alone and be miserable and drink his coffee and think about Annabelle and the house he bought. And where he put all the plastic figurines she liked and put the Fancy Feast flavor she liked, Ocean Whitefish. He would have everything ready for Annabelle, and she would leave Meowford.
Meow, 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 Meowfie. I'm just trying to have my kitty coffee. Meow, meow, meow. I don't feel like meow, meow, meow talking.
Okay, meow, meow, meow,
said Meowfie.
I'll leave you alone. You are quite curious. Doctor of Kitties, meow, 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 bye.
Doctor of Kitties watched Meowfie walk out the door, and he noticed her kitty butt was skinny. She wasn't curvy like Annabelle, and she was lame. He thought about his perfect love for Annabelle and his best friend in town, Italian Hayden Christensen, who was in a crappy marriage with his wife Padme, and he was always force-choking her all the time. And he would come and drink and be like,
hey, a doctor of a kitties. I'm so sick of a Padme. She's a put a cleaners all over the house and always a cleaning. I can't a put my feet up on the table. And if I leave a drop of pizza sauce on the floor, the bitch would tell me to clean it up. Sometimes I feel like I force a choke of that bitch to death, said Italian Hayden Christensen.
Doctor of Kitties would just shake his head and be like,
meow, meow, meow. That would never happen with me and Annabelle. Our perfect love is too perfect. Meow, meow, meow.
And then Doctor of Kitties thought about Italian Hayden Christensen and his crappy broken love with Padme. And he couldn't help but feel superior. No one in the world had a perfect love like Doctor of Kitties did. And he walked out of the diner with a skip in his step. The world was all broken and shit, and people were in Vietnam. But Doctor of Kitties, he had a feeling things were going to work out good for him. He was different. He had a perfect love. Okay, everyone. That ends chapter one of this sweet kittiness. I hope you enjoyed it. We're taking the pussy centipede and bitches and bold new direction, man. You know, this is something we've never tried before. It's not about cum. It's about love. And if you're down with that, why don't you look me up on Instagram, man? That's, my handle is JillBanner69. The number 69, man. See what else I'm up to. Anyway, also, the Pussy Centipede was permanently banned from Twitter, man. Fuck Twitter. So don't ever look us up on there because we don't exist, man. And if you like this, why don't you click the support button and support us, man? Stay tuned next week for chapter 2 of this sweet kittiness.